from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Make sure you rotate your stock. Your stock of Song Mass Ordinary Settings, that is.
Right now!
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere! That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun! And now, a man with a plan and a starting rotation, here's Brian Michael Page!
Hello and welcome, Michael Sumpianis Michaelis Pagina. We're in the 23rd week of Ordinary Time, the 17th week after Pentecost, and the 145th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. 145, look at that. I'm happy to have learned that the Aeolian Skinner Archives page is back up and running again. This website contains opus lists for organs built by E.M. Skinner, Aeolian Skinner, Bassett Skinner, and E.M. Skinner and Son. Many of these organs listed on these lists contain stop lists and, in some cases, pictures. There's also a history of the company as well. I'll leave a link for that in today's show notes. One little liturgical note. This Sunday coming up, September 14th, is not, repeat, not the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Instead, it is the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. That is going to be the topic in our suggestion box coming up in just seconds. Also, later on, we'll be talking about rotating your sung Mass parts, or more properly, the sung settings of the ordinary of the Mass. But first, let's open up that suggestion box, shall we?
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, this year, September 14th, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross falls on a Sunday and trumps what would have normally been the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time. This is one of the few feasts that supersede the normal Sunday of Ordinary Time when it falls on a Sunday. The others are Presentation of the Lord, February 2nd, the birth of St. John the Baptist, June 24th, the Apostles, Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th, Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, August 6th, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into Heaven, August 15th, All Saints, November 1st, All Souls, November 2nd, and the Dedication of St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome on November 9th. Now, if you look in the Liber Usualis, the Extraordinary Form Chant Book, you see the name of the feast as the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, a translation of the feast as it's known in Latin, Exaltatio Sancte Crucis. In 1973, the ICEL, the International Commission on English and the Liturgy, had simplified the name of the feast to Triumph of the Cross, not only translating Exaltatio now as Triumph, but dropping the word Holy. Now, of course, the ICEL, as we knew it back then, simplified a lot of things, actually made it a little too simple, even in the translation of the Mass, assuming that the average congregant was a complete dummy. However, when the new lectionary came to form in 1997, the name Exaltation of the Holy Cross was restored. Incidentally, many members of the Anglican Communion, including the Episcopal Church in the United States, simply call September 14th Holy Cross Day. So now let's look at the propers now for the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The introit of the day is the same as the introit for Holy Thursday. Nos autem gloriari oporte in cruce Domine nostri Jesu Christi, in quo est salus vita et resurrectio nostra, per quem salvati et liberati sumus. Somus. Deus misericordia nostri et benedicat nobis. Illuminet vultum suum super nos et misericordia nostri. May our glory be in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In him we have salvation, life, and resurrection. Through him we are saved and set free. Psalm. May God have mercy on us and bless us, and may he make his face shine upon us and have mercy on us. psalm verses from Psalm 67 or 66 in the Vulgate, and alludes to the hymn, God of Mercy, God of Grace. The antiphon alludes to excerpts of the triumphant hymn, Lift High the Cross. Now, for those using the lectionary option for the Liturgy of the Word, the assigned psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 78 or 77 in the Vulgate with the antiphon, Do not forget the works of the Lord. The Alleluia verse is, We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. This passage is often said at the beginning of each of the stations of the cross. And by the way, you want a nice anthem for this Sunday? Try the Adoramus Te Christe, from which We Adore You, O Christ, and We Praise You is translated. Adoramus Te Christe, et benedicimus tibi, quia per sanctum crucem tuum redemisti mundi. There are choral settings by Ludovico da Viadana, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, and one that I've done more than once by Theodore Dubois. The Dubois setting appears at the end of his major work, The Seven Last Words of Christ. Now, the gradual of the day, Christus factus est pro nobis obediens usque ad mortem, mortem autem crucis. Propte quod et Deus exaltavit illum et dedit illi nomen, quod est super omne nomen. Christ became obedient for us even unto death, death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name. From the second chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. This is also the gradual for Palm Sunday, and it also appears in the lectionary as the gospel verse for Palm Sunday. A good matching hymn here would be At the Name of Jesus. Oh, by the way, definitely use that Vaughan Williams tune, King's Weston. It's dark, mysterious, and triumphant at the same time. The Alleluia verse given here in the Graduale, Duce lignum, duces clavos, dulcia ferens pondera, quae sola fuisti digna sustinere regem caelorum et dominum. Sweet the nails, sweet the wood, gently bearing so sweet a load. You alone were worthy to carry the King of Heaven, the Lord. Matching him, of course, would be Pange Lingua Gloriosae Praelium Cetaminis, as written by Venantius Fortunatus. Translations of the Latin include Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory, Sing My Tongue the Glorious Battle, and Sing My Tongue the Song of Triumph, as well as We Acclaim the Cross of Jesus. Though most association with the Passion, these are equally appropriate for this day. Offertory. Protege Domine plebem tuam, per signum sancte crucis, ab omnibus insidiis inimicorum omnium. Ut tibi gratam exhibeamus servitutem, et acceptabile tibi fiat sacrificium nostrum. Alleluia. Protect your people, O Lord, by the sign of your holy cross, from the attacks of all enemies, so that our service may be agreeable unto you and our sacrifice acceptable. Alleluia. And now the communion. Per signum crucis de inimicis nostris libera nos, Deus noster. By the sign of the cross, our God, save us from our enemies. For a memorial acclamation, how about a decent setting of Lord by your cross and resurrection? John Lee has a nice chant-like setting in Worship 2 and in Worship 3. For those doing the ordinary form in Latin, there's the optional memorial acclamation, Salvator mundi salva nos, qui per crucem et resurrectionem tuam liberasti nos. Incidentally, the new translation of the ordinary of the Mass, which of course won't take place until after the new translation of the proper finally gets approved, whenever that's going to be, has a more direct version. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. For additional hymns and anthems, check out the Cantica Nova website, as they offer many suggestions for this day. For these, we'll leave a link in the show notes. And
We'll be back.
Don't do this at church.
At a local church where I often attend Sunday Mass, my friend Paul, who is music director and organist, had just switched to Richard Prue's Community Mass for the fall season. Which reminds me, ever work at a supermarket and be told by your boss to rotate your stock? As a church musician, you should rotate your stock of sung Mass ordinary. Some do it monthly. Some do it weekly, which I think is a little too much confusion for the man, woman, child, or pet in the pew. Well, I say pet because I once saw a family circus comic. This goes back to about 1981 on Easter Sunday of all days, okay? The family was in church, and the kids were all asking all sorts of questions, like, why do the pets have to stay outside? Why the lady behind him is constantly going, shh. Why the people are singing goofy songs, etc., etc., etc. My favorite one is when one of them yelled out, PJ got $5 out of the basket and I only got one. Anywho, back to the topic at hand. For best results, I like to rotate my Mass ordinary seasonally. Not only does it give the people a chance to let the music sink in, especially if it's new, but it gives an idea of the mood of the celebration. For example, you wouldn't want to play a real joyful-sounding set during Lent and then switch to something dirgy and depressing for Easter. I mean, that's a gimme right there. Tee-tee-tee! My ideal rotation that I was aiming for at Holy Ghost and successfully attained at Holy Name went something like this. During the fall portion of Ordinary Time, I would go for the Liturgy of the Eucharist from the earlier mentioned Community Mass. My personal opinion, it's one of the best written settings in the English language, for one. Two, it's one of those settings that can go a long way in almost any season. I would use the Alleluia written by Gregory Murray to boot. That's the Alleluia that shows up as an alternate antiphon to Joseph Gélinot's Arise, Come to Your God. The Gloria would either be the Mass 8 setting, which is in Latin, or the John Lee setting from his Congregational Mass. During Advent, I would go for the Sanctus in Agnus Dei from Mass 18. Now, if we had a Schola Cantorum that was really established in chant, or had a regular Latin Mass in either ordinary or extraordinary form, I would go for the Mass the Liber calls for the Sundays of Advent. That would be Mass 17. We're going to reach for that Liber Usualis very shortly. Now, in an English Mass, I would adapt the Alleluia and the Memorial Acclamation, Dying You Destroyed Our Death, to the Advent chant tune, Condito Ome Siderum, from which Creator of the Stars of Night is translated. And here's what they sound like. Now, at Christmas and Easter, it is customary in a good number of parishes for church bells to accompany the Gloria. At one time, I think they were referring to the bells in the tower. However, the Sanctus bells, those bells that many parishes still ring during the elevations of the host and chalice in the Eucharistic prayer, are often used in its place. Noting the reference to bells here, my ultimate choice for Christmas and Easter have been none other than Mass of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. By the way, how many of you know that the refrain of the Gloria of the Bells is a metrical adaptation of the first line of the Gloria of Mass 8? Glory to God in the highest, Gloria in excelsis Deo. And how many of you know that the Amen from the Gloria of the Bells is adapted from that opening QDA, also from Mass 8? Amen, 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 amen. Kyrie eleison. And even the ending Amen from the Gloria of Mass 8, too. Amen. Now, my last year at Holy Ghost, I had started use of an Alleluia for Christmas, which involves another adaptation of my own, this time from the chant tune Divinum Mysterium, which is most often associated with the hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. Now, you might have heard this in episodes around Christmas of 06.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
And then during Easter for the Alleluia, I would use the one from O Filii et Filiae, or Ye Sons and Daughters.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Now during Lent and Holy Week, I would look for as many excuses as possible to go a cappella. So all the settings of the Mass are in some kind of a chant tone. The Sanctus, Memorial Acclamation, the Amen, and the Agnus Dei are all from the Jubilate Deo collection of Mass chants. The Sanctus and Agnus, of course, also come from Mass 18. The Memorial Acclamation is that Latin Mortem Tuum Annuntiamus Domine that very few parishes, unfortunately, are familiar with. I'd like to see more. The Amen is that single Amen. And of course, there is no Alleluia in Lent under any circumstances. It's a gospel acclamation instead. Now, when a congregation is getting their feet wet in chant, I'll lead Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ, King of Endless Glory, to Psalm Tone 2. And as they get better, I'll go for that Praise and Honor to You, O Lord Jesus Christ, and use the setting that David Hurd adapted to the Kyrie from Mass 11. That Kyrie, by the way, sounds like this. You might be familiar with this.
Kyrie eleison.
In fact, there is no Gloria until Holy Thursday. When we do sing the Gloria on Holy Thursday, I prefer to use the Latin. Also, during my time at Holy Ghost, we would use the chant settings in Latin on the last Sunday of the month, regardless of season, so that the people would have some kind of a regular exposure to the Latin, so when the penitential seasons would come, they would know exactly what to expect each week during those seasons. Finally, during the summer months, beginning with Trinity Sunday and ending with the Sunday before Labor Day, I would use a very common composite setting, the Sanctus and Agnus from People's Mass by Jan van Molst, and the Memorial Acclamation Christ Has Died and Amen to the Danish tone. And if there is a song Gloria, it would either be the chant from Mass 8 or the John Lee setting from his congregational Mass. That, to me, is an ideal seasonal rotation of the Mass Ordinary. And notice, we did all this without Mass of Creation. In fact, if you can avoid Mass of Creations, by all means, yes, avoid it. There are many far better settings. You know, in addition to the ones I mentioned, Heritage Mass by Owen Allstott is quite good. Some parishes still use Mass for Christian Unity by Jan van Molst. Now, mind you that although the Mass of Christian Unity was written according to the 1964 Missal originally, adaptations were made so that it complies to the current Missal. Now, as much as I would avoid the Mass of Glory by Bob Hurd, not the previously mentioned David Hurd, but Bob Hurd, no relation, at least I don't think, I would have absolutely no problem using his Missa Ubi Caritas. Now, a good chunk of it would work very well a cappella. Now, there are many other settings of very good to excellent quality in English, mind you, that can be slipped into any seasonal rotation. You just need to do some looking through the hymnals. And finally, I mentioned the Liber Usualis a couple of minutes ago, the official chant book of the Extraordinary Form. Now, of course, you have the current Graduale Romanum for the Ordinary Form. The Liber, in addition to the proper of the Mass, contains 18 settings of the Ordinary of the Mass in Latin. 18. They're all chant. Most of these 18 settings were given a specific time. Matter of fact, all of these were given a specific time or season of use. And the way they're set up, you still kind of have some choices. Mass 1, specifically for Easter season. Masses 2 and 3 were for feasts of the first class. Yes, in the traditional calendar, Sundays and feasts were given classes. First, second, and third class, and sometimes even fourth. Masses 4 through 8 were for feasts of the second class. Masses 9 and 10 were for feasts in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mass 11 for Sundays throughout the year. Masses 12 through 14 for feasts on the third class. Mass 15 for commemorations and ferias, that is weekdays without a feast, of the Christmas season. Mass 16 for ferias throughout the year. Mass 17 for the Sundays of Advent and Lent. And then finally Mass 18 for the ferias of Advent and Lent. The Sanctus and Agnus from that Mass 18 were also used for nuptial and Requiem Masses, though the end of each trope in the Agnus Dei was different for the extraordinary form Requiem Mass. Like instead of Miserere Nobis, which has had mercy on us, it was Dona Eis Requiem, grant them rest. And then at the end, instead of Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace, there would be Dona Eis Requiem Sempiternum, or always grant them rest, or grant them eternal rest. The current Graduale Romanum and Gregorian Missal for Sundays still utilizes these masses. And now let's welcome our musical guest, the Mustard Procedure.
Just stand with open arms, calling us back home. It's the beauty, Lord, of who you are. I serve a God of mercy. I serve a God of love. I serve a God of mercy. I serve a God of love. La 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 la.
Yeah, you just heard the Mustard Procedure doing God of Mercy. The Mustard Procedure comes courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com, and you can also check out their MySpace, and I'm going to leave a link to that in today's show notes. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by GPS. I beat one by 15 minutes the other day. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, we're going to have communion hymns for the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Okay? Communion hymns for the exaltation of the Holy Cross. That's coming up this Sunday. Remember that. Okay? Here we go. The Good. The antiphon Per Signum Crucis from the Graduale Romanum and any other good solid hymns pertaining to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The bad. Song of the Body of Christ, just because it talks about being one with each other at communion time.
No!
The ugly. Song of the Body of Christ, accompanied by ukulele.
Ew!
Christus Vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Don't do this at church.
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. Here are some back-to-school specials absolutely free, and they're only available at Christos Vincit Anywhere Interactive Corner. Your chance to vote for Christos Vincit Anywhere at Podcast Alley once a month. Your chance to give us a dig at dig.com. You can dig the entire show once, or you can even dig individual episodes. Your chance to leave feedback on our message boards. Your chance to become a member of the latest Facebook craze, fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere. You can also watch our videos at YouTube and Pyro.tv. And many more things you can do absolutely free. Actually, these specials aren't just for back to school. They're free all the time. Log on to ChristosVincit.com and see for yourself. Can I help you? Yes, I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please. I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere or Crystal's Vintage TV. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Midget Anywhere. Crystal's Midget Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystal's Midget Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.